This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hopefully the Missouri Senate is going to give us a solution to this problem. At least it's going to start at the Missouri Senate. This problem of who can use which bathroom. Because so many school districts struggle with passing a school bathroom policy out of fear of lawsuits, right? But I know the Senate has introduced a bill. I think maybe Nick Schroer has introduced a bill that would...
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure only biological men use men's rooms, biological women use women's rooms. You solve that solution. You solve the problem that way, right? But Fort Zumwalt has decided that the way to solve that problem is to let anybody use any bathroom. That is called a co-ed bathroom. When I found out about this, I asked one of the parents who drew it to my attention to join us this morning, and Haley Hercules is on the phone with us right now. Haley, thanks for giving me a minute.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I saw your post about this with pictures of said bathroom. This is at Fort Zumwalt North. Is that correct?
That is correct. Fort Zumwalt North.
Yeah. What's your take on this? I mean, I obviously you're outraged by it.
Yeah, of course. So I have obviously I had actually heard this come up on your show here last Thursday, and we have an eighth grader and she's special needs. We've taken our boys out and they're all in private school, but due to the services she needs, she's still in public. And I'm already kind of nervous, just a nervous mom sending her off to high school. And I hear about this and this just really just makes me so outraged because we're just putting these kids into vulnerable situations and asking for problems when it's not necessary to set it up like this.
Yeah, you know, I looked at the picture of what they've got going on up there. It's it appears to be a fairly spacious room with a double sink in it, and then two stalls. I assume with doors that close and lock. Are they full size doors? Do we know? Like, there's not a gap at the bottom or the top.
Correct. No gap at the top or bottom, which I think presents, you know, a whole other concern for safety. protocols and stuff like that.
Yes.
There's actually three stalls to the left and three stalls to the right.
Okay.
And I have been told by the school district that they're actually directing, say, boys to the left and girls to the right. But regardless, everything is visible the second you walk in.
Well,
you know, it's just kind of like they're backtracking to make excuses for their poor choices.
And let's be real, if the line's longer on one of the sides, then it seems like it would just make sense the kids would try to use the other side. So I feel like there would be mixing. Haley, I did see something a friend of mine commented on. It looked like maybe an email from the superintendent of the district who seemed to be actually empathetic and was saying something along the lines of, I've heard your concerns, we're looking into this. And it almost made it seem like they were instructing students to no longer use that restroom until they can figure out a better solution.
That is correct. Yes, I did finally, after constant persistent emails back and forth to the district, the superintendent did reach out to me after I had informed them. I had contacted the Missouri Attorney General's office. I immediately got an email back from the superintendent, and he did say that they are going to currently restrict access to that bathroom until they can find an alternative solution.
Wow.
So that's now, good. I think we're going to make it places, which is great, but then now we're still going to spend more money to fix the situation that we shouldn't have allowed to happen. Anyways,
well, that's what I'm laughing about. It's a beautiful bathroom. I mean, they clearly spent a lot of money to set it up the way they did. The school board did all this. I assume they had to vote on it publicly. People knew it was coming. They thought this was a good idea at some point.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've spoke to a few board members, and I don't know that this was made as clear to them on the exact setup. I'm still doing some digging here and going back to some board meetings because, I mean, I think these plans were introduced maybe even prior to some of the board members coming on.
Well, you know, you said you heard me talking about this last week. I was with a friend of mine who's a teacher at a local public school district who told me that they did try to accommodate people who wanted a single stall bathroom. It was a former teacher's bathroom only. They kept it locked all the time. The teachers were the only ones that had keys. They finally opened up the door and let any student who felt like they needed to use a single stall bathroom use that bathroom. And immediately what happened was they found two kids in there having sex. So there are a lot of issues here with allowing kids to intermingle and then in a bathroom where they can go behind closed doors.
100%. I mean, going back just to my teenage years, I'm sure we all can agree. We all made choices that we look back on now and are like, oh, darn it.
Yes.
I just think we're tempting these children, but more so, you know, it's pushing this agenda to make this stuff normal to our kids and normalizing all of these things. So, I mean, they want them to accept it as they get older. You know what I mean? It's not okay.
Yeah. Haley Hercules is our guest. She's a parent in the Fort Zumwalt district. What was the reaction from Attorney General Bailey's office? Have you heard back?
I have not heard back from them. I contacted them Friday morning, so I'm sure they've had quite a bit of stuff going on. But for all I know, perhaps they reached out to the district, and that's why I heard from our superintendent, you know. So I will definitely keep you posted when I do hear back from Attorney General Bailey's office.
You know, you said something, Haley, that I think will resonate with a lot of parents in different school districts, and that was that you're not really sure how clear this was made to parents. So many parents, I feel like, are blindsided by some of these decisions, and they're paying for it. As taxpayers in a district, whether you have kids there or not, you're funding these projects that a lot of people don't even agree with. So, I mean, have you felt like this is a pattern where the district is just not really been very clear about some of these big decisions that have been made?
I mean, I try to stay as informed as I can, and I think my eyes were really open during COVID. So I feel like I definitely follow things closer, and I would encourage every parent to do so. I think it's so easy for us to get discouraged because maybe you don't feel like your voice is being heard, or maybe you're just kind of being shut down. But I kind of felt like the door kept being shut last week, and I just was persistent, and I think we're finally making steps in the right direction. So I just urge parents to get involved and be persistent and know right from wrong and stand up for what's going to make your children's world a better world.
Yeah, well, thank you for having the guts to do it. You know, a lot of times parents say, yeah, I'd like to speak up about that, but my kid's going to take grief at school if I do that. I mean, there's always concern about that. I mean, peer pressure, bullying, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, 100%. Well, I very much appreciate you guys bringing light to this. I think you guys and your show has done a great job kind of exposing, you know, the woke culture that they're basically pushing onto our children. And it's just very unfortunate that they're now allowing it to happen within our schools as well.
Yeah, what a shame. Haley Hercules, listen, thank you for giving us some time and bringing this to our attention. When you hear from Andrew Bailey's office, if you do, please reach out and let me know.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, Mark. I hope you guys have a great day.
You bet. We sure will. Thank you very much. It does take guts to stand up for something like that because I'm sure she's taken a lot of hate on her Facebook page and from people who disagree with her. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they've shut it down shows that your voice can make a difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Josh on Facebook is saying that Edwardsville High School in the Metro East has a new gender-neutral bathroom. And that, just like I was saying, I think so many parents are in this position where their districts, their schools are making these decisions and you kind of feel like it came out of left field. I'm sure there was some discussion of it, but let's not be, you know, let's acknowledge the fact that there are some shady things that can go on in some of these districts, very shady things, that some of these discussions that are meant to be public, legally have to be public, right? But they're not. They're having closed door discussions about some of these things that have a very big impact on your children. Well, and that's very frustrating for parents or as a taxpayer who doesn't even have children, but cares about making sure that this crap, for lack of a better word, is not pushed on their family.
Think of the difference. And Haley brought it up on our discussion there over the last few years. COVID made a world of difference in the transparency of what's going on in these districts. A lot of parents might have never gone to a school board meeting or paid any attention to any of this prior to COVID. And they got a glimpse briefly of what was going on in the classroom, and it woke a lot of them up. And I'm glad that a lot of people are paying more attention these days. I'd be interested to know that co-ed, the bathroom he's talking about over in...
Edwardsville?
In Edwardsville. Is that a gender-neutral bathroom, like one bathroom, or is it something wide open like they've done in Fort Zumwalt where you walk in, there's two sinks and multiple doors, you know, like what's behind door number three, mm-hmm. you don't know. And you know, I'll speak for my wife, but her biggest concern when we're traveling and having to use a bathroom at one of these places is if a guy's been in there, they tend to be messier than women. You don't want to share the same facilities often,
yeah.
Right?
Bindi's making a good point, too, saying, remember this in April when school board elections take place. So
Thank
many of
you.
These people feel like school board elections are not that important. It's just, you know, another day where you have to take time out of your busy schedule to go and vote and stand in a line. But you know what? Though so few people vote, sadly, on those elections, that the lines are usually non-existent. And you get right in and you're out. And that can make such a big difference. Those are so critical. And
yeah,
obviously, Mark, you've done a good job of pushing the importance of that. But people need to wake up.
People do need to wake up. We need to move them to fall so we're not in low voter turnout situations.
Yeah.
One of my friends texted me a minute ago and pointed out that the Edwardsville School District passed unisex or gender neutral bathrooms a while back. So
years ago before all this transgender stuff really took off? And by the way, Josh is saying yes to answer your question, I guess. So it sounds like it is a similar setup.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate. Get out and vote. You got another one coming up in 6 weeks. You have an opportunity to impact your local school board. Research the candidates. Find the ones that stand up for common sense and parents and values. And not just the slate that the NEA has endorsed, whoever that happens to be. Please pay attention. So important.
Get more at 971talk.com.